It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring real estate, agents, firms, and teams in the March 18th edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com. where you can also register for the daily business e-news.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we pay a visit to a local aspiring comic artist in his home studio.
Plus, two members of the Arkansas legislature discuss overriding Governor Beebe's vetoes, and one of the largest foundations in the world and the University of Arkansas celebrate the conclusion of a successful partnership.
But first, Arkansas lawmakers, health policy experts, physicians, and the representatives from the National Governors Association announced today their new guidelines for prescription drug and painkiller administration in emergency rooms. Dr. Paul Halverson, director and state health officer for the Arkansas Department of Health, says Arkansas is one of seven states that is part of the new initiative.
This is not just a national problem, this is an Arkansas problem. Last year, the crime lab did over 1,250 autopsies, and as we looked at the cause of death for people that were subject to the autopsies, the primary cause of death in one out of nine cases was related to prescription or illicit drugs or a combination thereof.
The 17-point guideline will help establish rules for doctors to use when prescribing medications to their patients in the emergency room.
Google, the internet search engine giant, will pay out $7 million to 37 states, including Arkansas, after an agreement was reached yesterday in regard to the company's collection of consumer data over unsecured wireless networks. About 3 years ago, Google Street View Cars collected the data while taking pictures for the search engine's Maps application. Deputy Attorney General Jim Dupree says the state is fine with the settlement.
This is protecting the privacy of consumers from our point of view, and also an opportunity to remind consumers that it's in their own best interest to take action to protect their own privacy.
As part of the agreement, Google will conduct a national education campaign to teach consumers how to protect personal information. Google is also agreeing to destroy any data collected and not make use of it, nor will it collect similar information in the future. The state will receive about $115,000 as part of the overall settlement.
The Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission earlier this week moved forward with a proposal to provide funding for a regional park complex in southwest Fayetteville. The plan would net $3.2 million for the project through an extension of sales tax bonds originally issued for construction of the Fayetteville Town Center. Marilyn Hefner is the director of the Fayetteville A&P Commission.
We're hoping that this will jumpstart the regional park project, and the city has some money in reserve right now that they could use to, you know, start that project, and we hope, you know, that the voters would approve us continuing that project for them.
The $21 million project has been on the books since 2000 when the city started developing a parks master plan. The regional park would be built in phases and would eventually include soccer fields, a great lawn, baseball and softball fields, and an outdoor amphitheater. But before any shovels hit dirt or money changes hands, the issue must go to the city council.
The city council is the one that sets the ordinance for the election, so we may have to come back and, you know, do a little more tweaking on the actual wording of our recommendation to them, but we ask that that be forwarded to the city council.
The A&P Commission also approved a funding request for an expansion to the Walton Arts Center. We'll have more on that in the coming days.
A settlement has been reached with a Fayetteville roofing company that the state's attorney general says took money from residents for roofing repairs but never completed the work. In a press release issued yesterday, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel announced a settlement with Sean Redman, owner of the now-defunct Razor Fast Roofing and Razorback Roofing, to pay more than just $109,000 in fines and costs to the state and just more than $28,000 in restitution to 19 homeowners in northwest Arkansas. Last year, Redman was found guilty in Washington County Circuit Court on multiple counts of theft by deception and was ordered to pay restitution to consumers in that case as well.
The month of February brought all-time monthly records for wagering on electronic games of skill at Arkansas's two racetracks. According to Talk Business Arkansas and the latest statistics by the Arkansas Racing Commission, casino-style EGS wagers at Hot Springs-based Oaklawn and West Memphis-based Southland racetracks rose nearly 14% for the month when compared to February 2012. itself. Oaklawn raked in nearly $93 million in wagers for the month, at 13.7% increase from the previous year, while Southland netted more than $197 million in EGS wagers. For the first 2 months of 2013, the two racetracks have brought in more than $518 million in the on-site casino-style gaming.
The city of Bella Vista has been ranked among the safest places to live in the country. According to NeighborhoodScout.com, a real estate industry website that uses location-based data and risk analysis information, the city's low crime rate has much to do with the ranking. The site reports fewer than one violent crime is committed per 1,000 residents, and nearly seven property crimes per 1,000 residents are committed annually. According to the site, almost four violent crimes per 1,000 people are committed in the entire country. That's lower than the Arkansas average of almost five violent crimes per 1,000 people.
The Fort Smith City Visitors Bureau has announced the lineup for this year's Fort Smith Riverfront Blues Festival, set for June 21st and 22nd. Headlining acts include Eric Sardinas and Mark Albertson with Wanda Watson for Friday night. And Saturday night will be closed by blues legend Johnny Winter and area favorite Oreo Blue.
The Razorback baseball team dominated Alabama A&M yesterday in Fayetteville. Final score was 20-2. Diamond Hogs finished with a season-high 20 runs, school record 19 walks. The 15th-ranked Razorbacks are now 12-5, while A&M Bulldogs drop to 2-16.
Tonight, partly cloudy with lows from 31 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 36 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows in the lower to mid 40s.